My dear brothers and sisters, greetings to you.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，向大家问安。
We thank God for such an amazing gathering on such a joyful day.
我们真是感谢神，在这样美好的一天，我们有这样一个美好的聚会。
And we praise the Lord for His kindness.
我们赞美神，为了他的慈爱。
A three-year-old girl said.With her parents, while the family was attending a baptismal service in the church.
有一个三岁的女孩子呢，跟她的父母一起参加一个教会里面受浸的一个仪式。
Since it was a new experience for the little girl, she kept asking her daddy with funny questions.
因为这个受浸呢，是对女孩子小女孩来说呢，是一个新鲜的一个经历，所以呢，她不停地问她父亲一些有趣的问题。
The little girl asked, "Why did the pastor push that guy in the water?"
小女孩子问呢，说为什么牧师把那个人推到水里面去
？Won't the guy get drunk because of this?
那个人不会被淹死吗
？Why, Daddy? Why?
为什么，爸爸？为什么
？When we look at and witness the baptism of our dear friends today, our hearts are full of joy.
今天，当我们来见证。我们的亲爱的朋友们的受洗仪式的时候，我们的心充满了喜乐。
We may recall our memory and remember the significant moment of our own baptism.
我们也许就回忆起来我们自己的受浸的那个重要的日子。
Baptism, this word literally means to immerse or to sink.
受浸这个词字面的意思呢，就是浸进去或者沉下去的意思。
According to the Gospel of Mark, at that time many people went to John the Baptist and they asked for baptism.
根据马可福音，许多人去找施洗的约翰，他们想要受浸。
It's because they want the sins washed away as they let themselves sink down into the flowing water of the River Jordan.
因为他们想要说，当他们身体进到约旦河的流水里面的时候呢，他们的罪就被洗净了。
We know that River Jordan is a significant place. It's very important.
这个浸淋呢是一个非常重要的，约旦河呢是一个非常重要的一个。
And Jesus was baptized in the river.
约旦河很重要，因为主耶稣是在约旦河里面受洗的。
Not only that, during the Old Testament, Joshua led the Israelites across the Jordan River.
在旧约里面，约书亚带领着以色列人穿过渡过约旦河，进入应许之地。
So they finally and eventually they enter the land of the promise.
最后呢，他们进入了应许之地。
After crossing the river, the people of God left behind their old identities, just as we die to ourselves in baptism.
他们渡过约旦河，他们就把他们老的身份留在身后了。就像今天我们通过浸礼，我们老的身份也留在后面了。
So after the baptism, we live a new life in Christ.
在浸礼之后，我们就过一个新的生活。
After crossing the Jordan, the Israelites are no longer slaves of the Egyptians.
渡过了约旦河之后呢，以色列人呢，他们不再是埃及的奴隶。
Just as we are no longer slaves to sin.
就像我们今天，我们不再是罪的奴隶。
But by faith, become new creations in Jesus Christ.
靠着信心，我们就在耶稣基督里成为一个新造的人。
If we go back a little bit to the history, we may find that the people of the early church saw baptism as a symbolic death and rebirth.
如果我们回顾历史，我们就可以看到早期教会的人们把洗礼象征，洗礼在他们眼里象征的是死和重生。
And they saw it as death to the power of sin.
他们看洗礼是向罪的权势而死。
And rebirth to the power of God.
向神的全能活过来。
Because God sent His Son Jesus Christ, who died for us on the cross.
因为神差他的儿子在十字架上为我们而死。
Well, 2 days ago, I used an internet search engine and Googled the word baptism.
两天以前呢，我运用互联网上的搜索引擎呢来找受浸这个词。
Then I got an answer with the following details regarding the baptism.
下面呢就是我找到的受浸这个词的解释。
It says, baptism is a Christian sacrament which involves water.
他说呢，受浸呢是基督教的一个圣礼，其中呢使用水。
And it signifies spiritual cleansing and rebirth.
这个圣礼呢代表着属灵的洁净和重生。
Well, it's simple and basic.
对，这是浸礼的一个基本的一个意思。
And it matches with what we understand.
这个呢就是让大家都能明白的。
Anyway, let's begin with a story.
让我来讲给你们大家一个故事。
It is the story of a criminal baptized in a coffin.
这是一个关于一个罪犯在棺材里面受浸的故事。
Well, it sounds something, right? Yeah.
听上去很奇怪，对不对？
A father was put to jail because he had bitten and hurt the body of his 10-year-old son while this father was in a drunken situation.
有一位做父亲的人呢，他喝醉了酒，就痛打了他的10岁的儿子，因此被送到监狱里面去了。
And later on, this father regret for what he had done to his son.
这个父亲呢，为他所做的事情呢，很后悔。
Now, this prisoner wants to be baptized.
现在呢，他想要受浸。
Do you know why?
为什么呢？
It was because several days earlier, when this man's wife and son had visited the prison.
是因为几天以前呢，这个人的妻子和儿子呢来监狱呢看望他。
And they told him that they forgave him.
他们告诉他说，他们已经原谅他了。
It was only then that the father who committed such sins got on his knees and begged for the mercy of both God and the family.
就是在这个时候呢，这位犯了这么大的罪的这位父亲呢，他跪下来祈求神和他家人的原谅、怜悯。
This man didn't repent to earn his forgiveness.
他并没有认罪悔改。来求得赦免。
He repented only when he realized that forgiveness was already there for the taking.
他是在他已经知道他已经得了赦免的时候呢，他悔改了他的罪。
In other words, forgiveness is already given to him.
也就是说呢，赦免呢，他的家人对他的赦免呢，已经在那里了，准备好了。
So, what had happened in his terrible past was no longer held against him.
所以呢，他在过去所做的那些罪的事情呢，他不再因那些事情呢被家人所怨恨了。
He could have a new life.
他可以过一个新的生活。
Once he understood that, he knew that he had to bury his own life, old life, and make a new fresh start with God and with his family.
一旦他明白了这一切呢，他就知道他必须要洗心革面，在神和家人面前重新做人。
And on the day of receiving his baptism,
当他受浸那一天
，they couldn't find a pool to facilitate a baptism in the prison.
他们不能无法在监狱里面呢找到一个受浸的池子。
Anyway, after the pastor said the prayer,
不管怎么样呢，牧师呢做了祷告。
The man stepped into a wooden box.
这个男人呢就跨进去一个木盒子里面木箱子里面。
And the box had been lined with a plastic sheet.
这个木盒子里面呢铺垫了塑料布。
And the box was already filled with water.
并且已经装满了水。
So the wooden box looked like a large coffin, right?
所以呢这个箱子呢看上去呢像一个棺材。
And you know that coffin is for dead body, right?
你知道，棺材是为了装死人的。
But the pastor pronounced that, "Brother, I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit."
牧师宣告说：“弟兄，我以圣父、圣子、圣灵的名为你施洗。”
Then the man was lowered down into the water.
这个人呢，就低下他的身子，进到水里面去。
And he was buried with Christ. And then when he raised up, he's to a new life in Christ Jesus.
他这样做呢，就是与耶稣同埋葬， 当他从水里起来的时候呢，就进入了在基督里的新生命。
Though the water was cold,
虽然水很凉，
but the man was not eager to get out.
但是呢，他并不急于要从水里面出来。
Instead, he stood there weeping for joy.
他呢，站在水里面，非常的快乐，快乐以致流泪。
And he said, I wish I never had to take a shower again.
他说呢，我希望呢，我真的是巴不得我永远不用再洗澡了。
His baptismal burial was too good to dry off.
他受浸的感受是这样的美好，以至于呢，他舍不得离开这个时刻。
I am now a free man, he declared.
他宣告说，我现在是一个自由的人了。
I know that I deserve to come here and be trapped in prison.
他说我知道我该被关在监狱里面来为我所做的事情受到惩罚。
This is to pay for what I did.
为我所做的事情来受惩罚。
But I also learn here that someone else has paid for all my sins.
但是呢，我知道有人为我所有的罪已经付上了代价。
When I get out of this prison, he said,
他说呢，当我离开监狱出来的时候
，I wanted to do two things.
我想做两件事。
First, I want to find a church where I can get down on my knees and thank God.
第一件呢，就是我想找到一个教会，跪下来感谢神。
Second, I want to get home to my family.
第二件事情呢，我就是要回家去找我的家人。
Amazing.
很美好，很惊人。
This is the story of the prisoner being baptized in a coffin.
这就是在棺材里面受浸的罪犯的故事。
Now most people who are baptized are not criminals in prison.
现在受浸的大多数人都不是监狱里的罪犯。
And instead of in a box which looked like a coffin, most baptisms happen in a baptismal pool, like the one installed in our church building.
很多人受浸呢，并不是在这样一个木盒子里面，而是像在我们教会的这样一个浸礼池里面受浸的。
But think about this. In a sense, every baptism involves a sinner in a coffin.
但是呢，从某种意义上说，每一次的浸礼都有一个棺材里的罪人。
Each of us is born into a sinful world as sinful being.
我们当中每一个都作为有罪的存在，有罪的个体，生到这个有罪的世界上来。
And baptism puts us into a coffin.
浸礼呢，把我们放到一个棺材里面。
And through baptism, one's sinful self and the sinful world are buried and left behind.
经过浸礼呢，我们的罪，有罪的那个自我，我们和这个有罪的世界呢，就被埋葬了，留在我们身后了。
And the person who was baptized emerged from the water and stepped into a new life.
受浸的人，当他从水中起来的时候呢，他进入了一个新的生命。
According to the passage today in the book of Romans, chapter 6,
在罗马书的第六章
verse 3 and 4,
第三和第四节
Paul the Apostle said, All of us who were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death. We were therefore buried with him through baptism into death, just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father. We too may live a new life.
使徒保罗这样说，岂不知我们这受洗归入基督耶稣的，是受洗归入他的死吗？所以我们借着洗礼归入死，和他一同埋葬，原是叫我们一举一动有新生的样式，像基督借着父的荣耀从死里复活一样。
So we see that there is a symbolism expressed in the process of immersion.
所以呢，你知道这个受浸的当中的这些程序呢，都是有意义、有象征的意义的。
Going down into the water signifies our burial.
我们进入水里面是代表着我们的埋葬。
We are putting to death the old person and the old way of living.
我们把我们自己，我们的那个老我，我们的老的那个生活方式，把它致死。
We are not going to live for sin anymore.
我们再也不为罪而活了。
We are not going to submit ourselves to sin's power.
我们再也不把自己交在罪的权势之下了。
No more.
不再了。
When going down into the water, we are declaring that we are no longer living in the place of sins.
当我们进到水里面的去的时候，我们宣告说，我们不再在罪的事情上活着了。
And we won't live and walk like people of sin.
我们也不再像罪人那样行事为人了。
Maybe up to this point, you may want to ask a question.
在这个时候呢，你可能想问一个问题。
Hey, Pastor, what does that to sin mean?
想问牧师一个问题，说牧师你向罪死，这是什么意思呢？
We always say we have to die to sin. What does it mean?
我们总是说向罪死，什么意思？
Let me give you an illustration.
让我来解释给你。
There are three gentlemen.
有三个人。
And they are discussing among themselves about a dark subject.
他们在讨论一个沉重的一个话题。
And they discuss among themselves that what would I like people to say about me when I die?
他们在讨论说，当我死了以后，我想我愿意让人们怎么样来纪念我。
Oh, you may say that, oh, it's not a good subject to talk about, right?
你会说这个话题真的不是一个很常被人谈及的话题。
But anyway, the three gentlemen are talking about it.
但是呢，这三个人就是在讨论这个话题。
And the first man said,
第一个人呢说，
Well, I would like people to say that I was a good guy, a good husband, and a good father.
我第一个人呢就说，我想要人们说我是一个好人，我是一个好的丈夫，好的父亲。
The second man then said,
第二个人呢说，
Well, when I die, I would like people to say that I was very generous, very kind, and I was involved in a lot of volunteer work.
第二个人呢就说，当我死了的时候呢，我想让人们纪念我，知道我说我是一个非常慷慨大方的人，是一个很仁慈的人，而且参与了很多的志愿工作。
But the third man says,
第三个人呢说，
Well, when I die, I want people to say, Look, he's still moving.
当我死的时候，我想人们说，哎，看，这个人还在动呢。
Well, that would be quite something.
那这样听上去不是很奇怪吗？
Because a dead man is unable to move.
因为一个死了的人是不能再动了。
A dead man cannot respond.
一个死了的人再不能再做出任何反应。
A dead man cannot hear nor listen.
一个人不能再听见什么，他连听都不能听了。
A dead man just can't follow others.
也不能跟随别人了。
And the Bible says, when the grace of God enters a man's life, he becomes dead to sin.
圣经说，当神的恩典进入一个人的时候呢，他就向罪而死了。
As a dead person, you don't listen to sin.
作为一个死了的人，你不再听罪的了。
You don't obey sin.
你不再服从罪了。
You don't have to follow sin.
你再也不跟从罪了。
You are dead to sin.
你已经向罪而死了。
On the other hand, our rising up out of the water signifies our resurrection to live lives.
另外一方面呢，当我们从水里面起来呢，这个动作呢，象征着我们活过来，得了新的生命。
Immersion is signifying the death of our old life in sin.
浸下去的时候呢，是代表着我们的老的生命，在罪里面那个老的生命的死。
And then rise up to a new life.
我们出来的时候呢，我们是代表得了一个新的生命。
And our new life is joined to Jesus that replaced the old life.
这个新的生命呢，是与耶稣基督连接在一起，它是代替了那个旧的生命。
Our rising up reflects that we are under a new master.
当我们从水里面起来的时候呢，我们是在一个新的主人的管理之下了。
We no longer serve sin as our master and ruler.
我们不再把罪当成主人来伺候他了。
We serve Jesus as our Lord and Master.
我们认耶稣基督为我们的主。
We'll reign in life and not let sin reign over us.
我们要在生命里面掌权，而不再让罪主宰我们了。
Therefore, baptism marks an important milestone in our faith journey.
所以敬礼呢，是在我们的信仰的旅途上面一个重要的里程碑。
Baptism is a seal of union with Christ.
敬礼呢是一个确认，确认我们与主联合。
And baptism is a sign and seal and celebration that your sinful self has been nailed to the cross and your past was buried with Jesus.
它是一个标记，一个确认，一个庆祝，庆祝我们的那个有罪的老我呢已经被钉在十字架上，与耶稣被同埋了。
And through the resurrection of Jesus Christ, you have come alive to a brand new reality and identity.
借着耶稣基督的复活，你也进入了一个崭新的现实和身份。
However, please know that baptism is not just a one-time event.
但是呢，请大家特别要注意了，受浸呢并不是一个一次性的事情。
Baptism is never just a one-time event, but a continuous process of dying to sin and a continuous process of rising to live life in Christ.
受浸不是绝对不是一个一次性的事情，而是一个持续的向罪死、向基督里的新生命而活的一个持续的一个过程。
Baptism is also a challenge to keep thinking of yourself that way and to keep living like it.
敬礼呢也是我们一个挑战，让我们持续的这样来看待自己，持续的活出新的生命。
Because in Romans chapter 6 verse 11 Paul said, "Count yourself dead to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus."
因为使徒保罗在罗马书第六章十一节是这样讲，这样你们向罪也当看自己是死的，向神在基督耶稣里却当看自己是活的。
No matter you are the one being baptized today or the one who witnessing the baptismal event today,
不管今天你是受浸的那一位呢，还是观礼的这一位，
Let's be reminded and urged to live a life that always presents Christian faith in our daily walks.
让我们都记得，都被提醒，被敦促说，在我们的日常生活中，要活出一个体现我们的信仰的生活。
The story of the baptism of a criminal in a coffin shows one thing important to us.
棺材里的罪犯受浸的那个故事呢，也告诉我们一件重要的事情。
That even the worst of us can have forgiveness from God and experience new life through repenting and believing in Jesus.
他告诉我们，就算是罪人里面的罪魁，也可以得到神的赦免。而且，当他借着悔改、相信耶稣基督的时候呢，他也可以经历一个新的生命。
The flip side of that is that without Jesus as our Savior, there's no forgiveness or newness in life.
另外反过来说呢，没有耶稣基督这位救主，就没有饶恕，也没有新生命。
Today we are glad being here.
今天我们非常非常高兴我们在这里。
And let's make this occasion to remember our baptism.
让今天的这个敬礼来让我们回想起来我们自己受浸。
Remember the very meaningful moment of our baptism.
也让我们明白这个受浸的它的那个真正的意义在哪里。
Though for some of us it was long ago.
虽然对我们当中有一些人来说呢，受浸是很久很久以前的事情了。
Let's come to remember that we were baptized and what that still mean for us today.
让我们记得我们受浸，我们曾经受浸，并且让我们记得受浸的它的意义是什么。
We come to remember how our gracious God forgave us for all our sins.
让我们记得我们的充满了恩典的神是怎么样饶恕了我们所有的一切的罪。
And God still forgives us today.
他今天他仍然饶恕。
Just come before the Lord with a humble and sincere heart.
让我们怀着谦卑和诚挚的心来到神的面前。
Always repent and confess our sins.
总是认罪悔改。
And God will forgive us.
神会饶恕你。
Because the Bible said, if we confess our sins, God is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness First John chapter 1 verse 9.
因为圣经在约翰一书一章九节那里说，我们若认自己的罪，神是信实的，是公义的，必要赦免我们的罪，洗净我们一切的不义。
At the meantime, let's do not forget and never forget that we are called to be renewed and equipped for God's work in the rest of our life.
让我们不要忘记，我们被呼召是要被更新、被装备，以至于为着神在我们的余生所定义要做的工作。
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.